Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Perkid Aleph Mishnah Tes and Perkid Beis Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned from Bas Rachel. She should be zeichet to find your zivug hagon b'karav mamesh. We're discussing different pieces of jewelry, nezem and earring, and we know that earrings have at least two parts to them. There's the adornment part of the earring, which is the little dingly thing that's hanging down, and then you have the hook that goes into the ear. So over here we're going to be learning about a nezem, an earring that has three different parts to it. That's what the Mishnah tells us. You also kekadeiru milamaton uchadasha milamalon. It's made like a little pot. There's literally like a little mini pot hanging at the bottom of the earring. That's the mamaton. And then the second piece is adasha. It's like a lentil, a little bean of sorts that's right on top of the pot. And then those are connected to the hook that goes in the ear. Vinifrak, and then it got separated. So kdeira tome mishum klibe skibol. That little pot actually couldn't be kabel toma because it's a klibe skibol. It has a little receptacle. As we said, it literally looks like a little mini pot. So it's able to be kabel toma. V'chadasha tome fnei atzmai, and that little bean part also can be kabel toma by itself because that's also considered unique due to the fact that it's still connected to the hook, so it could still be placed inside the ear. Now, tsinayr, the hook itself, tahayra, is not makabel toma. Lastly, also kamin eshkal, let's say the earring is made like a cluster, you know, a cluster of grapes. There's a bunch of little beads or decorative pieces that are all connected to the hook, vinifrak, and then it dismantled, it came apart. So tahar, it's not makabel toma because each of these little beads, these little balls that made up the earring on their own are nothing special, so they're not makabel toma. Moving on to Perek Yud Peh's Mishnah Aleph, continue to discuss kelim. The Mishnah tells us, tabas adam, a ring meant for a person, tamei is makabel toma. That's either because it's a tachshit, it's an adornment, as we just learned previously. Rings worn by people are makabel toma, or if it's some sort of ring that's meant to be mishamish, it's meant to serve a person, that's also makabel toma. However, tabas behema v'kelim ushar kol tabois tahayrais, a ring that's meant for an animal for adornment purposes, or it's meant for other kelim, maybe it's meant for some sort of pin or clasp to hold something together, or other rings as well, they're not makabel toma because they're not meant to service a person. The Mishnah continues, kairas achitzim, which is the quiver for the arrows. It's like the tube that the archer puts his arrows in, so tamei it's makabel toma. That's because it services a person. However, shal sirim, that of prisoners, it's basically a long metal pole that's attached to their feet that prevents them from moving because it's very heavy. Tahira, that's not makabel toma. It's really just a dead weight that prevents them from running away, and it's not really a kli. Now, hakoiler, a chain or a neck brace that's placed around the prisoner's neck. Tama, that is makabel toma, and that's because since the prisoner walks around with it, it's considered like it's serving him, so it's a kli in that way, and it's makabel toma. Now, shal shelas, a chain, shiyeshba besne ila, that has a lock on it, that's usually meant to attach to horses' legs so they're not able to be stolen. Tamei it's able to makabel toma because that serves a purpose. It prevents the horse from being stolen. Now, asuya lekvisa, this is a chain that's meant just for tying up an animal. This is what we might call a leash for a small little animal, like a puppy dog or something. So tahir, it's not makabel toma because it's really meant more for decoration than for any other real purpose. Another type of chain, shalshel shelsi toinois, the chain of a storekeeper that he connects to his measuring kalim to prevent it from being stolen. Tamei, that chain can be makabel toma because it's a real kli, it serves a real purpose. However, shalbalabatim, a regular person in their house who connects a chain to their measuring kalim, tahir, that's not makabel toma. That's because you're not trying to prevent anyone from stealing it. It's really more for decorative purposes. Now, Amar Biyasi, he says, Emasai, when is that? Bizman shu mafteach echad. That's only if it's just one mafteach, which means it's one ring. So clearly it's meant for decoration. Avlam hayushnaim, but if there's at least two links in the chain, oisha kasher chilazin baraisha, or he tied something that looks like a chilazin, which is like a snail of sorts, and that's on the chain, which is connected to his measuring kli in his house, tameos, then that chain is makabel toma, because clearly he's preventing it from being stolen or moved from where it's supposed to be, and then it's serving a real purpose, so it's makabel toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more descriptions and more kalim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.